is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is
the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Goodness.
Greenville, South Carolina, the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. What's up? Oh. It might as well be. It might as well
Brand,
be.
You jest, but we're here at a sold-out Aloft Hotel.
That's right.
They are hanging off the... In fact, that's just dangerous, sir. If you just want to get off the balcony, we are four floors up. That would be great. Sold out, though, Brand.
Sold out. We sold out a free show. It's we did it, everybody. Congratulations. Oh, we were unsure.
We were very unsure.
Man, Christmas in July. How about it, everybody? Yeah. I know. How many of you out there have ever, before this moment, celebrated Christmas in July with a group of strangers? No? Yeah, no one? Okay. What's your deal, sir? What's your story? You got paid? All right.
I can't see him from my vantage point, but I imagine that it's just you out there.
Yeah, no, there's someone else out there.
Somebody out there.
No.
They really raise their hand.
It's get out of here. Christmas in July is one.
Christmas
of the
in July, it's in wild, and we're closing it out. I mean, technically, we have one more episode after this, but we're closing it out with our good friends in Greenville, South Carolina. It's the only way we could think to do it. And man, what a night it's been! We watched the movie together, which was a new experience. We've never done that live before.
I will say the optimal viewing experience for a Hallmark Christmas movie is with the sounds of adulation from like the shuffleboard table in the back.
That's exactly right.
Like people getting excited because they're not doing what we're doing is exactly what I needed.
That's true.
This movie. It's
and like, to the crew at the shuffleboard table, I want to say thank you for being here tonight. You guys are crushing it. Let's give them a round of applause.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. There was a kid. He's 16 years old, and he just kept coming in here for the candy from Mass General Store.
Yeah.
Like five times.
Trips, five trips.
He's like, I could not care less about this movie, but boy, do I love the candy from Mass General Store.
Who can blame him, am I right? Free candy.
We are doing this event here at Aloft, downtown Greenville. It's been amazing. It's been truly amazing. And they brought two sponsors to the table that have really blown my minds.
Yeah.
And so we got to give a shout out to Mass General Store, who five people just won gift cards for guessing answers to trivia. That was astounding. And also Post Malone. What is it?
Post Malone did not sponsor this event.
No?
No. That not even been a little great. Bit.
Congratulations,
yeah.
I said.
Yeah. Post Meridium.
Post Meridium.
Did, in fact.
Phenomenal.
Basically, here's the deal with Post Meridium.
It's what do they like do?
A cocktail in a can that's about 4 ounces.
Yeah.
And it has like 37% alcohol in it.
Right.
And you literally cannot buy that right now on Sunday in Greenville.
You sure can't.
You cannot go out and buy
that. The only place you can get that is at Aloft Greenville.
Right? And it tastes like a homemade cocktail.
It's very delicious.
It's unbelievable.
It was wonderful. So thank you to both those sponsors. Thank you to Aloft. It's been a wonderful evening.
Trace is still at the studio, correct?
Yes, she is.
She's doing all this remote?
She's doing all of this remote. Wow, she's producing the whole program remote.
And she's on delay, so we're not going to have her
on. I got the Post Meridium, baby!
No.
People love Trace here in this room.
They do.
Trace kills.
Trace crushes.
We watched A Wish for Christmas.
Yeah,
now,
we did.
What if I told you that this is the third Lacey Chabert movie we've watched in July? Gosh, what a July
like
it's been.
Unreal.
It's been amazing. And I think this is the last Lacey Chabert Christmas movie that we have to watch.
Really?
Great. We did it.
So we watched all of them.
We ran the gamut.
The whole catalog.
The whole 10 movies.
It took us 3 years.
It took us 3 years.
Wow.
And we did it.
Wow. We've done all the CCBs too, right?
I think so. I think we have, yes.
Oh, let's just call it.
Let's just we're all done. This is the last show.
All right.
It's been fun, everybody.
Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it.
A Wish for Christmas, also starring Paul Green, good friend of the show, also just announced that he's having a baby.
His quote on just having a baby was the best thing ever.
What did he say?
His quote in People Magazine was, "I was born to be a dad."
Amen. Huh. Paul.
I mean, be a little bit more confident if you could.
I think nothing oozes confidence like A Wish for Christmas.
No.
His performance here in A Wish for Christmas is where he gets his confidence. That's how good it is. Are we ready to talk about A Wish for Christmas,
Let's
everybody here in Greenville? Yes. A Wish for Christmas originally aired in October 29th, where all the best Christmas movies are aired. In the year of 2016, the year of our
2016.
Lord.
2016. Did and it air in?
What?
You said in October 29th, not on October 29th.
On October 29th, in the year of our Lord.
That's right. Yeah, 2016.
And a win.
You get your prepositions correct. It's
a little something like this. Sarah, no H, Thompson is her name. You related?
Not, actually, but my wife's name is Sarah Thompson, if you can believe it.
What?
My wife's name is Sarah Thompson. With
is
an
she
H.
in this movie?
She's not. I can't, is the music playing? I can't hear
it. It's there.
Okay.
Sarah with no H Thompson. She's just a little pushover. People walk in the door when she holds it like monsters. People go in elevators when she opens them like the worst people. She's a mess. She comes up with a pitch called Christmas 365 for a client called Wilson Taylor. Dirk is like, hey, this isn't what I asked for, so maybe do better at your job, junior web designer. Leave the big picture stuff to me. And she's like, oh, okay. Her friend Molly is like, hey, you got to stand up for yourself. At the company Christmas party, Sarah is shocked when the CEO, Peter Paul Green, he announces that the winning pitch to present to Wilson Taylor is... Holidays 365. What's this, Dirk? Dirk is like, whatever. It's not a big deal, everybody. I just come up with ideas. It's who I am. Sarah's like, hey, what's going on here? I got to get out of here. People are stealing my ideas. She bumps into who I can only assume is the real Santa Claus. And he's like, hey, I got you this gift. And then he just is like, I got to go buy. She opens up the envelope and it's like, hey, you get one wish. Make it a good one. She says, this is dumb. But then Santa shows back up. She's like, what, you're not a fan of this gift? And she's like, I mean, it's just weird, you weirdo. You just show up, you give me an envelope, you expect me to go along with it. And he's like, well, hypothetically speaking, if you were to make a wish, just tell me what that wish would be. And she's like, well, I guess I would wish for courage.
Classic.
I don't want people to walk all over me. When I open an elevator door, I want to walk in. He disappears, as magical Santas do. Back at the party, Santa's gone. Sarah comes back in and she marches over to Dirk and is like, hey, Dirk, I hate you. You stole my pitch. Everyone hears this and is like, I got to watch this happen. Peter Paul Green shows up and is like, well, what's up, everybody? And Sarah's like, well, the truth is, Peter, that this was my idea the whole time. And he's like, well, this is a bummer. And he leaves. The next day, Sarah comes in and is like, I guess I'm getting fired. And Peter's like, hey, stop that. And she's like, no, I'm not going to stop that. So she goes to leave. But then he remembers stairs exist. So he races her downstairs, shows up and is like, hey, you should stay with us and you should go to Wilson Taylor, do this pitch. I fired Dirk. So come on, let's do that pitch together. So they fly to Wilson Taylor. But dude's MIA.
Take it to the house.
And Sarah's like, no, go get him. We flew all the way here. And that works. And they're like, well, I guess you can go see him at 2 o'clock today at his ski lodge. But there's no more rental cars until she goes, oh, like Grand Theft Auto on the rental car guy and is like, give me a car. And he's like, okay. But she ends up giving it to a little girl. But that little girl's mom is like, I guess we can give you a ride. They arrive at the ski town only to be late for a meeting with Wilson Taylor. Sarah's not having it. So what if we're late? We should have our meeting. And he's like, okay, you can do it tomorrow morning. But good news, everybody. Peter's actually from the town that they're in. Can you believe it? And so they go to an inn and get a last minute room because his aunt owns it, of course. Sarah picks up on the fact that Peter has some, let's just say, unresolved family issues, don't we all? And who is she to pass up on a chance to get involved in business that's not hers? They go to meet the parents and she ends up talking to the dad who just wants to watch the game. And she's like, no, you don't. You want to give me all the information about your family drama, don't don't you? And he's like, I guess I do. And so he just kind of spills the tea. What can you do? Peter and Sarah then go to get a Christmas tree together. The sparks fly. They're having a wonderful time. The snow's falling down. It's real romantic. They're all talking and, getting to know each other and whatnot. And by the end of the day, they're like, man, this was a lot of fun, wasn't it? You and I, us and you, this was great. It's finally time for the big meeting. They come in and Wilson Taylor's on a Bluetooth headset like a moron. And they're like, hey, we had a meeting with you. And he's like, well, I got this call in my ear. And they're like, well, sit down. Let's tell you the pitch. And he's like, okay, go for it. They go for it. It doesn't go well. And she's like, you don't deserve Christmas 365. It's a great idea. And the guy's like, okay. And Peter's like, WTF, what are you doing? Be professional for once. So they go their own separate ways. And she opens up her card and she's like, uh-oh, I guess the wish is gone. So basically everyone hates me now. I'm going to go back to opening elevators for people. Peter Paul Green shows up at work on Christmas Day and he's like, hey, I got you gifts, but also you can leave because it's Christmas Day. He ends up spending Christmas with his family and loving it. And Sarah comes back and is like, hey, I got to tell you, I really like you and all this stuff. And Sarah and Peter end up kissing under the mistletoe, which he wanted to get rid of at the beginning of the movie, but luckily he did not, because now they can kiss and they have a wonderful time together and they spend Christmas and Santa's like, I did it again, and that, my friends, was a wish for Christmas. That's exactly right.
We did it, everybody.
I did do it. Yeah, we did it. We all did it. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break.
Oh, we are. Even live, we're taking breaks?
I think so. I mean, well, I don't know what you want me to do.
Do you think that there's maybe a deal, like for a TV service, that these fine people in attendance would be?
Should there be?
Probably.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. Man, nothing like trying to sell people stuff at a live show.
Am I right? Boy.
But nothing makes it easier to do that than Philo, because here's the thing. Philo is the best TV streaming service I've ever had. No question about it. It's the best.
60-plus channels, unlimited DVR for a year?
Right.
What I do is I get my Mass General candy, my post-meridium drink, and my Philo, and I don't need anything.
You don't need anything else?
Not yeah, kids, get out of here. I'm watching Philo.
That's exactly right. Christmas in July might be coming to an end, but that doesn't mean your Christmas movies have to, because the DVR lasts all year long. You watch Christmas movies all year. It's the best thing ever. And here's the thing, guys. What if I told you that it could get better?
What?
I know. What if I told you it could get better? What? We didn't practice that at all.
You nailed it.
You can go to philo.tv/DTH. You can get 25% off.
2 months, right?
2 months of Philo. It's 25% off 2 months of Philo.
Unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. That's philo.tv/DTH. Do it today, everybody. Man, that was great.
I found out what's better than the Philo ads.
What's that? The Philo ads live. Yeah.
That's when they really come to life. That's when they
next
just click
level.
In.
They really do.
That's good stuff.
Do you guys want to talk about a wish for Christmas, everybody?
Yay.
I want to, we're going to do our hot take here, but I want to hear the collective hot take.
Oh, my gosh.
If you love the movie, give me a woo-woo. Oh, no. Boy, you hate to see that. If you were just kind of like whatever about the movie, give me a heh.
Yeah.
If you despise the movie, give me a boo. Wow, it's going to be one of those nights, huh? Wow. All right. Well, we have 4 seconds to break this movie down. We're going to start with a hot take. I'm going to start with a good friend, Panda. Panda, what did you think about this movie, pal?
Guys, maybe it is the post-meridium talking, but that movie was art.
Yeah.
I do not know what you guys are talking about. I love this movie. It's my favorite Lacey Chabert Christmas
movie. Stop it.
It's that good, Dan. Let people enjoy things.
Oh, man.
It's good. It's art. Here's what I love about it. First of all, I thought Lacey was charming throughout. Paul Green, he's... No, he looks great, but he is walking cardboard in this movie. And that's okay, though, because he still crushes it for what he needs to be. I love that there's travel. It's almost like a road trip, kind of. They travel, and that's fun. And, man, her monologues where she's just sitting there ripping people to bits with courage.
This is because this is your wish. This is the issue.
Yeah.
This is your, you wish that in that moment, the camera would do a crazy zoom thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that you would just tell people off.
Yeah, yeah, there is that moment. Yeah, you're right.
Instead of just doing nothing.
Yeah, instead I just look at them like, oh, hey. Oh, the elevator.
It's all making sense now. Yeah. It makes sense now. I'm good.
She spoke to my soul.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that's all you really can ask for in a Hallmark movie. So, yeah, 20 out of 10. That good.
Wow, 20 out of 10. Relax.
Lord. 20 out of 10.
I mean, I did love this movie because I'm not a bunch of monsters. What's wrong with you people? It was truly delightful. Also, postpartum bed. It's wild. But yeah, I thought this movie was great. I also, one of my favorite like Lacey movies, I just think it's fun. I think it's a fun movie. And I think the whole idea of Christmas 365 is just hilarious. So I thought overall, really good time. And that's all that I want out of these movies. I'm not looking for Manchester by the Sea. Get out of here. Like, I want a good
how is
time.
It that Manchester by the Sea has made it into, I think, three of our podcasts.
As it should.
It's the most depressing movie of all time.
That's exactly right. And I don't want that. I just want to have a good time. I just want to have a good time. I did have a good time tonight. It might have been the Post Meridian. It might have been my good friends here in Greenville, South Carolina at the Aloft Hotel. But I think what it mainly was art. As Panda said. Dan, let's bring the mood down, pal.
Similar to a big bag of a bit of honey, this is a big bag of awful. It is just a bad movie. My wish was for A, it to be over, and B, for everyone involved to watch a proper conduct in the workplace video. I think that would have helped all of us go a long way. There's a moment in this movie where someone calls Lacey Chabert sweetheart in a very, like, you know, sexual harassment way. And Paul Green's like, but we need to land the account. So that's where this movie is in its priorities. It's bad on top of bad. I hated every second of it. I'm glad it's over. I wish I was playing billiards with those folks over there.
You guys having fun playing billiards?
Eight ball, corner pocket. Corner.
Crushed it. It's time for all the feels. As part of the show, we talk about one, and this movie gave us those Christmas feels. Panda?
Guys, can we talk about Amy, the little girl at the car lot? She is precious.
See, here's the problem.
She's adorable. She's adorable. What? Don't.
Every time. So you have a daughter who is adorable.
Yes, she is.
And every time there is a child that's a girl in any of these movies, their just sheer existence makes you think that they're adorable.
Well, yes, but
okay.
Hear me out. When you combine it with the art that is this movie, it's transcendent.
Yeah.
She had a little list. It was adorable, Dan. She's it was bad. Adorable. That am I right? Brent, back me up on this.
Yeah, man.
I feel like you were less enthusiastic about that than I heard.
I'm doing the best I can, pal.
Yeah.
Adorable. I agree.
Amy, 20 out of 10 for Amy.
She's not going to win any Emmys anytime soon.
Listen here, Dan. No, but she... All the feels.
All the feels, exactly. Oh, yeah. You know what gave me feels, guys, is they go out and they spend their day. They're getting the tree and whatnot. The snow's starting to fall. The Christmas feels are just flowing into my veins. Like, I loved it. I just want this movie, that whole day of them spending the time together doing the Christmas things, really just made me wish that it wasn't so gosh darn hot in here all night. Like,
it's really hot.
It's hot, but when I was watching it, I felt cool, if that makes sense. It kind of just gave me what I wanted. It gave me Christmas feels. I loved their Christmas day together. It gave me feels. I don't know what you want from me. I'm a simple man.
No, I know. I know you are. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you don't need to be mean about it.
I wasn't trying to be mean. I searched my heart and found nothing. I tried my best, but there were no feels to be had. I wish I could be of more help or assistance, but...
Did you feel like there was enough Christmas in this movie?
Well, it's weird because the movie, like, the plot of the movie is basically Liar, Liar without all the fun of Liar, Liar. Like, instead of Liar, Liar, it's just the camera goes and she can have courage, I guess. And so it was hard for me to get invested in a movie that basically just... you know, threw away any sort of like pretense of reality. I don't know. I felt happy it was over. I mean, is that good enough for everybody or no?
No, it's not good enough for everybody.
Yeah, you know, I had bad singer feels. The carolers were pretty bad.
Well, I guess that counts. Let's take one more quick break, and then we'll be right back.
More Philo or no?
We'll see what happens here on Deck the Hallmark. Man, how about that break, live crowd? Wow.
If you're just listening, you heard some like targeted ads, but at live here, we did a full shtick.
It was crazy.
I'm a little out of breath. Like, we got up, we did a full
routine. We did a full improv bit. It was amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's why you should come to the live shows.
That's right.
Everybody.
We did a helping hands thing, you know, where like Panda was my hands and I had to like make a ham sandwich. It was crazy. Yeah,
it was nuts.
Can you do it again?
No. One time's plenty.
Yeah.
We only break that up for the.
I think you should do it again.
Yeah, okay.
Aside from the wait, what is part of the show we talk about what in this movie made us go wait what? I'll start with you, Panda. Panda, what you got, pal?
Guys, even though this movie's almost airtight, 2010. There's a couple things.
That's right.
Couple things, just a few. First of all, I want to talk about the little, what do you call it? Like a Santa pass he gives her. Santa hands it to her, the card and everything.
The card,
the envelope.
Yeah,
it was a full size envelope. It wasn't like a.
It was a Santa pass.
A Santa pass.
I don't know what else you want me to call it, Dan. It is what it is.
It's a Santa pass.
When you look at it, he opens it up. It's moving in the background, right? Like there's a little gear moving in the background. It's magical, clearly. However, no one's fazed by that.
No one.
And I am confused as to why they're not fazed.
Yeah.
Like her friend Molly looks at it and they're just like, oh, yeah. No, I was fazed. And I'm not even part of the movie, and I was fazed by it, so I was concerned why they were not. Second of all, maybe I'm a bad person, because you mentioned to me I would like courage, and that's true. But that said, if you ask me for a wish for anything for 48 hours, courage isn't breaking the top 10.
No, it's a terrible wish.
It's a bad wish.
It's awful.
I would ask for money, and maybe that makes me evil. But you could invest a lot of money in 48 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it's a both and. I think we all would ask for probably something monetary, but
Dogecoin.
Like
Dogecoin.
Ask for a lot of Doge.
If you guys haven't invested, Dogecoin.
Like she asked for she asked for something out of the Wizard of Oz. That's what she asked for. And what she gets is not courage. I'm pretty sure it's cocaine because basically every time that she needs to have courage, like her eyes just get really sharp and focused and the camera goes back and she starts talking really fast.
Dude, it's like, the post-meridian, man. I'm telling you, post-meridian. Yeah.
That's not courage. Like,
no.
It's something else.
Fair enough. Far be it from me to critique an idea as brilliant as Christmas 365.
However,
I would suggest to you that not only is this not necessarily an original idea, but it's still not a very good one.
It's a terrible idea.
Well, terrible?
Yes. Bran, look, the guy to your right, and thank goodness I'm back on your left side, because your right side...
Oh, that's offensive.
Offensive. Brent, the guy on your right side, on your offensive side, your uggo side over there.
I understand.
The guy on your right side has been trying to make Christmas 365 a thing as long as I've known him. Like, he literally is trying to find a way to make it a business idea. And let me tell you what he's come up with so far. It's not great. And he's been putting a lot of thought into it.
You said it was okay.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay, but it's not an actually good idea. When you get a good idea, we'll know it.
You said it was okay.
It's all right. We'll get there.
You're almost there.
But you said it was okay. You said it was okay.
The reason Christmas 365 is a bad idea is the same reason, like, on the Friday of summer camp, everybody's like, we're going to take this home with us. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I understand.
Everybody's like, we're going to have camp at home. Mountaintop experience. Let's bring it home. Mm-hmm. Then everybody gets home. It's like, oh, we have things to do. Like, we have things we have to go do. We can't sit around and sing Kumbaya and play, you know, Chubby Bunny. Like, we can't do it. We got to actually, like, do stuff.
That said, can you imagine playing Chubby Bunny every day?
Oh,
that would be super
shoot
fun.
Me in the face. Oh, my gosh.
You said it was a good idea.
No. I said, it's okay. We're getting there.
My only last critique of this movie, if there is one, and maybe it's just me. Santa, he sends off vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are appropriate vibes either. Like, that last scene with Santa made me feel uncomfortable. And he gives a look, and I don't know what it is. And I, he's got to be the creepiest Santa.
I think he's the worst real Santa we've ever had.
Can I tell you what? It's one of my the Hallmarks, but I just think he's Krampus.
I think he's Krampus.
He's an evil Santa.
I think he's an evil Santa.
You think
Santa
he's
Claus.
Krampus?
Yeah, he's Krampus. I think he's an evil Santa Claus. Like something terrible is going to happen to Lacey. I mean, clearly she chose courage. She got one wish and chose courage. But he's creepy, man. Like he looks like he could murder you.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like the guy who's like the Knights Templar in Indiana Jones that's like guarding the Grail.
Yeah, no.
Like
that's
he looks
true.
Like that guy, but creepier. Like he's, I wouldn't trust him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You didn't trust
him. Yeah, he's uncomfortable.
I have a few Wait Whats. One, there's a line in this movie. A guy says this to Peter Paul Green. He says, "A little mistletoe never hurt anyone." And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not convinced that that's true, especially in the workplace.
In the workplace, yes.
You weirdo. That's like forcing mistletoe on everybody in the workplace.
No.
It's weird.
Not okay.
It never hurt anyone. I mean, the rental car guy. The rental car guy. I just... What happened to him? He was bullied into giving away someone's extra car.
That's right.
Right?
I'm still not sure what rule he had to
either, bend. Either he had an extra car that he was like storing away for a rainy day, like he needed it, or he gave away someone's rental car.
That's what it had to be, right?
Yes.
Yeah. To be fair, Amy's adorable.
But
I would have given her a car. Also, she could have my car.
Also, to be fair, the rental car place is a used car lot. It's not a rental car place. It literally says used cars in the background. There is no sign that says rental cars aside from a little sticker they put on one car. It's a used car lot. They couldn't find a rental car place, so they used a used car lot. And that makes it really, really awkward when he's like, "We don't have any cars, except all the 100 that we have out there. They're all reserved. Nothing all reserved. I can do."
But if you really think about, aren't all rental car companies used car lots?
All right, now we're getting really too deep. The post meridium's really kicking.
Wow,
that is just now the next
that's
level.
That's good stuff. Oof.
That's wild, man.
Boy.
Danny mentioned it, but boy, that's the worst caroling I've ever seen in all of my years. It's two people and then just a group behind them. I don't know their relation to the caroling group, but there are people behind them just like cheering them on like, yeah, keep going. But they're not very good, and that was unfortunate because caroling is sacred.
Wait a minute.
What?
Caroling is sacred?
Caroling is sacred. I said what I said.
All right.
And last but not least, I just can't let this go by. Peter Paul Green makes people work on Christmas.
Every year.
He makes people work on Christmas.
Yeah.
And nobody has said, hey, maybe don't.
Maybe don't do that.
It took her Christmas wish of courage for someone to finally say, hey, Peter Paul Green, maybe don't do this. This is like illegal, I think, right?
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal to make people work on a federal holiday?
No, you can do that. They can quit, but you can do that. Yeah.
Double.
You can do double or time and a half. They're actually, you're federally not required to do either. Did you know that?
Yeah, but you don't have
this country's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
If it's not...
It's not federally required to give any extra pay.
I'm not interested.
It's a true story.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, but people do it out of the goodness of their heart. You're working Christmas, here's double the pay.
Are we working Christmas this year, Brandon?
We're working Christmas.
Yeah, we're not working Christmas.
Am I getting time and a half?
You're getting nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a freebie. You got to turn in one of your freebies.
Oh.
Can I interest you in some bit of honey?
Ooh.
Bit of honey.
That's the good stuff.
Dan, what you got, pal?
What's weird is he makes him work Christmas, and then he brings him Christmas dinner. And they're all just blown away to see food. Was he not going to feed them? Did they think they weren't going to eat on Christmas Day? They're so shocked to see food. I'm a little concerned they think they're not going to get fed and they have to work Christmas Day. Lacey at one point in the movie says, well, I was a Girl Scout for 7 consecutive years. So, you know, first of all, sick brag. Second, consecutive... is there another option? Could she have taken like a break? Did she like do a stint for 3 and like, I gotta go. And then she comes back and she's like, I'm hanging up the, whatever that is.
The sash.
Yeah. Hanging up the sash.
She was 9 years old and she's like, I just need some time.
I need a breather.
There's too many cookies.
The cookies sell themselves. I can't do it. And then they pull her back out of retirement like it's the Godfather. Like,
but when
like,
she came back, she crushed it.
Come on back for 3 years.
You're 12 now. You're ready.
She starts dreaming of the sash. Who is that?
I don't know. That's apparently weird. I work for the Girl Scouts. Yes. Don't ask any questions.
That's why she quit. Was the That's truth exactly right. was a monster.
I don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
You're working on Christmas.
The guy who is a multi-billionaire. So he's not saying billions. He's made billions. He's on the Bluetooth talking about, hey, I just put this in an email blast. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You are a billionaire. You've not put something in an email blast since ever. You've not done it. No. Can you imagine Jeff Bezos like staying up late at night creating the email blast for Amazon? Can you just imagine him? He's in space. He's like, I got to
get Sarah, what's our MailChimp password? Yeah. What's the MailChimp password? I got us a good idea.
There's nothing I can do. It's not going to send itself. She pitches Christmas 365 to this guy and says, you know what? You're not interested. We'll give it to somebody else. And when their sales skyrocket, and then she says, because you know, give and you shall receive. Wait a minute. First of all, you're quoting the Bible. And second of all, if that's how it works, then billionaires have been doing it wrong for a very, very long time. Give and you shall receive. Her whole premise to this billionaire is, you should do this because give and ye shall receive. That's her big pitch. And I mean, how could he turn it down at that point? I don't know how he could turn it down.
How can you?
I honestly, it's hard for me to stomach a movie where the bad guy at the end of this movie, Wilson Phillips or whatever his name is, he's like, listen, sweetheart, and like brushes her off with just straight chauvinism. And Paul, like, I'm just convinced that Lacey's going to stand up for herself, and then Paul Green's going to be like, look, we don't need you. We don't need that account. And he pulls Lacey aside. I'm like, good. This is where he has her back. And he's like, listen, we need the money from this billionaire. Let him call you whatever he wants. What is he doing? How is that on TV in 2016? Like maybe 1950. Is it a Mad Men episode? Is it 1956?
Dan, mistletoes never hurt anyone. Just let it happen. He's a billionaire.
That's good enough for now, I guess.
It's time for What the Hallmark is, the part of the show where we wonder what could have been, would maybe happen to give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
I have one question.
Okay.
So Sarah mentions at one point, and I want to make sure I get this right, holiday crackers. She mentions these holiday crackers that you open with prizes inside. What is she talking about? I legitimately want to know. Has anyone seen holiday crackers?
Oh, people are here to correct you.
Okay.
Oh, she's like, wow. Oh, yeah, you're crazy. Look at this. Everybody in here.
They're going to riot.
They're doing it. There were at least
They're walking people. Out. They're walking yeah. out.
Not like the things you eat. I was thinking like a fortune cookie cracker. Like
well, those are called cookies, not crackers.
Okay, yeah, great. No. Oh. You got crackers versus crackers. It makes sense.
Saw them live, man. Crackers versus crackers.
You get it. You're with me on this.
I'm less with you now than I've ever been.
Okay, fair enough. I feel out on an island. All right.
Fair enough.
You got it, right? You thought the holiday cracker.
Just like stop talking. Just like take the next few
like
plays
off. Like a charcuterie
off.
Board.
Charcuterie.
I mean, I still got like logistical questions about Christmas 365. But the biggest question that I have about Christmas 365 is my guy, Dirk, at the beginning of this movie's big idea to avoid stealing an idea was changing it to Holiday 365, which now that I'm thinking about it, might be a better idea.
It's a way better idea.
Holiday 365 allows you to utilize
all the holidays. Yeah.
So Dirk, maybe will he get his job back once Peter Paul Green realizes that's a better idea.
It is a better idea.
Although, I think you've told me Christmas 365, good idea.
Easy for you to say. Yeah, you need some work. You'll get there. This is more of an existential question that spans the entire Hallmark universe. And it is, who wins the epic football game of red versus white? Because we have seen it no less than a dozen times. They're watching the football in the background, and they use the same clip of a team in a nondescript red jersey versus a nondescript white jersey, And I just need to know. Like, oh, I need, man. Like, it started, like, they started talking about Green Bay, and I'm like, oh, they don't know how to talk football at all, standard. And then I'm like, this is the same clip we've seen 100 times. I just need to know, who wins in the red versus white battle?
Red's really improved.
Red has improved over the years.
They've gotten better.
They've gotten way better over the years.
But you don't count white out. You don't count white out.
You don't count white out. You never do. Crackers versus crackers. Here's the thing. No? Okay. Okay. Tough crowd. Here's the thing. The last one I have is Dirk's office a green screen? I don't mean this as a way. What I mean that it looks like he's in an actual green screen room, and they put one shelf up, and the rest of the room is literally green screen colored. Did they not have a space to film the Dirk scenes, and did they just office a green room? I need to know that answer.
Dude, you don't get Dirk. You don't get Dirk, what he's going for. He's going for a certain aesthetic motif that you couldn't in your wild. He's Holiday 365.
So when Lacey takes over, the green's gone.
Green's gone.
Green's gone.
That was a Dirk original.
It's a Dirk
original. It was original Dirk.
Original Dirk.
That's exactly right. Oh, we did, everybody. We did. Congratulations. Wow, wow, wow. This is the time of the show where, man, I'm very excited today. It's the Double Decker of the Week. It's the part of the show where Panda does a deep dive into somebody who has joined something that we call Bramble Jam Plus, which is a subscription service. You get bonus content and all that stuff. Panda, you have access to something called Google Plus, which is not the same as the defunct social media platform. It's a dark web type thing.
That's right.
And you get the skinny on somebody who has joined Bramble Jam Plus. Who do we have today, Dan?
You know who it is, right, Panda?
Yeah, sure.
It's Mary Harding. Mary Harding.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, because
I sometimes get them jumbled up. Yeah, but Mary's top of the line.
Top of the line.
Top shelf. Prime Meridian.
Prime Meridian.
She's Prime Meridian.
All the way through.
Say no more.
Say no more. You know, one of the great things about Mary is just giving heart. Runs her local Turkey Trot 3K for charity. And I love that.
She runs her little Turkey Trot 3K for charity.
Yep. Now it's grown into an event. It's
there is an event in Greenville called the Turkey Trot.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's a little different. I'm getting the feeling that this is not that.
No, this is a cross country thing. 3,000 miles.
3,000 miles.
You trot with a turkey the whole time.
You can't run full speed. You've got to go the speed of the turkey.
No. You're holding the turkey. You can carry the turkey.
You can carry the turkey.
You can also carry the turkey.
How long does this take?
Well, they started last November. It's still happening.
In 8 months, they've not been able to go 3,000 miles?
It's a trot, Dan.
I don't know what more
even
you
even if it's a walk. Come on.
3,000. Well,
what are they doing, like 5 miles a day?
Have you seen how slow turkeys can be?
Turkeys are wild.
Yeah, I understand.
One goes off track, it's going to take you a solid month to get it back.
How many turkeys? How many turkeys are we talking about?
Well, you can...
Let's talk turkey for just a second. How many?
I'd be glad to talk turkey.
How many turkeys are we talking? Because you said one... I thought it was a singular turkey.
Well, no. Each person has a turkey.
How many people are doing this?
Thousands.
Thousands of people.
Thousands of people.
Have given up 8 months of their life...
I don't know what to tell you, Dan.
...to trot with turkeys. And what's the benefit for this? Is it like a jogathon? Are people sponsoring it?
Oh, yeah. I've sponsored us.
Dear Lord.
You've sponsored us?
All of us.
For 8 months?
Yeah, I realize now that it is going to be a while, but we can record
on the
road.
What do you mean it's going to be a while?
Eight months on the road is a lot of time.
We've not been doing it. What do you mean?
We're going to for this upcoming
year. Is anybody close?
When does this one end and when does the next one begin?
That's undetermined right
now.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
But I'm excited.
How close is the closest trotter to finishing?
Last I saw...
Let me guess. Poughkeepsie.
You got it.
Yeah.
Thought it might
Poughkeepsie.
Be.
Poughkeepsie.
South Dakota.
It's an interesting route they're taking now. Listen.
The turkeys hear me went out. Wild.
They're not going straight across.
No.
They're detouring all around up in the
but
Dakotas.
But isn't that the best way to run
the turkeys are like, we're not doing this without Mount Rushmore. It's a deal breaker.
I love a good turkey.
Yeah.
Gone.
Thank goodness.
Let's give it up for the turkey trial. Let's give it up for the double. It was amazing work.
Yeah. That applause was what it deserved.
Yeah.
It's more than fair.
there's only one thing that I love more than Double Decker of the Week, and it's a live Double Decker of the Week. I love them.
People don't know what to do. It's great.
Oh, I love
there's
it.
There's like three people who are like, this is what I came for, and everybody else is like,
everyone's like,
they're going, what, is there a turkey trot? Is
that
how much longer is this going to?
This is ridiculous.
Guys, this has been so much fun. It's been so much fun to be back in front of people here at a Loft Greenville. Let's get it for a Loft. Amazing. Hopefully we'll get to do this more. Guys, do you have anything else to say? Any parting
words?
There's
only one thing left to say, I believe.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.